To paraphrase M. Scott Peck, something about community remains inherently mysterious, miraculous, unfathomable, lacking an adequate one-sentence definition. In a project titled A Couple of 830-Mile-Long Conversations, Stuart Chittenden asked the question,
what does community mean to Nebraskans? That question was central to this project and to many of the conversations I had. In my last two dispatches, I reflected on our relationships to this place and its history, as well as with the diverse and distinct nature of Nebraska's people. Those considerations naturally influence the stories we share regarding the nature of community. When I asked people what community meant to them, it seemed almost instinctive for people to use words and phrases such as trust, safety, mutual support, looking out for each other and those around us, described this way by Corey Clay in Broken Bow.
The people around us, you know, friends, neighbors, strangers. Strangers are just friends you haven't met yet.
The speed with which these comments arose initially made me think of them as superficial. On reflection, though, I recognize that these are universal themes centered on trust, notably included, for example, in definitions of social capital, that glue that binds people together, and that lubricant that eases cross-boundary interaction among people. The more conversations I had, though, the more they allowed for deeper permutations for community. Is there, for example, a formula for size that makes a place or a group feel like community? It may seem that smaller communities would make for ease of community bonds. Margaret Swanson, however, originally from Minnesota and now a teacher in the Pine Ridge Reservation, noted that even small communities have their barriers.
We live in a community of teachers, but in fact, it's called teacher housing. But like any other community, people have their own connections and their own, they've been doing them things for years. We haven't broken into any of that. And, you know, it's been okay. We enjoy one another's company, but we don't do much socializing in that community.
Perhaps beyond population size, are there types of people that manifest a community with a feeling of something vigorous and vibrant?
I think that undergraduate writers are often drawn into a community. It's one of the things that artists tend to be marginalized, or often are marginalized people. I mean, certainly there's that history, and because they get the chance to express themselves, and because here and any place where it's working well, there's a community that's interested and will listen and support them.
These narratives provoke further questions. Is community organic or something that happens to a place? Is it a deliberate intention or almost accidental? What is it about certain towns I visited that gave me a palpable sense of momentum compared with those that seemed uncertain or paralyzed? Some people reference the vibrancy or otherwise of their main streets.
But the community itself, I think it would die if we didn't have the tourists come in. I think a lot of businesses would close up. Go to other communities. You don't have to go far. You know, you can go to Gordon or whatever and see their main street with a lot of open buildings.
Many people referenced amenities, new buildings, and related financial investments in their towns, yet community still seems to be more than that. Greg Tarchek and Gary Clark are both economic development directors in their towns of Neely and West Point, respectively. Both of them see their roles as transcending mere economic development. Someone in St. Paul described his town as a bedroom community for some people who commuted into Grand Island, some 22 miles away. Tom Schroeder in nearby Dannebrog put it this way.
We've had a lot of older people die and people buy their houses. And some of them, they don't want to live in Grand Island, but so they move here, but they still live in Grand Island. They go to church in Grand Island, they buy all their stuff in Grand Island. All they do is sleep here.
Our sense of being in community arises from our emotional and psychological investments in the people and places around us. It is manifest in that empathetic, altruistic urge to give, unselfishly, something of ourselves to something or someone beyond us. Luke Manuel was the first person I interviewed for this endeavor, and though I didn't realize it at the time, his words echoed across my four-week statewide exploration when he described what community in Nebraska means.
It's got to be people. But it's not just having a bunch of people in the same place, because you can have an apartment block packed with people and that's not a community. A community is people who interact with each other, who form relationships, who share their lives with each other, I suppose.
In his final dispatch next Wednesday morning, Stuart Chittenden explores the deep value of conversation. It's part of a project called A Couple of 830-Mile-Long Conversations, a road trip across Nebraska. You can learn more at 830nebraska.com and listen to all of Stuart's reports at kios.org.